My guest this morning is Marcel Penner with Mental Health Services at Dryden Regional Health Center. Good morning, Marcel.
Good morning.
Mental Health Week. Tell us what it's all about.
Mental Health Week happens every year, first week of May. This week it starts May 4th and runs all week till the 8th. And usually the Canadian Mental Health Association puts out a theme for each year. This year's theme of Mental Health Week is social connection. Connecting with others and our communities doesn't just feel good, it's good for our mental health. And to respect physical distancing measures, all of the celebrations are being done virtually.
We'll talk more about that social distancing, physical distancing factor when it comes to mental health in just a moment. Let's do take care, as we always do, of our physical health. A lot of us still don't think about mental health as well. Is there still some sort of stigma around?
Things are getting better. I think there is still some work yet to be done in our society. But you can see that a lot more folks are vocal about their experiences, and I think there's a much better understanding in the community and our culture to those who suffer with mental illness. And as a result of that, there's a much more support and willingness to reach out for mental health counseling or crisis services or seeing your doctor and doing what you need to do to take care of your mental health.
Mental health. Is it obvious that our mental health is being impacted more during a time like now? Are the stresses more? And refer to not only the adults, but the children as well at this time who are out of school.
Absolutely. So it is a very difficult time for people. It's difficult even when everything is going well and you're healthy, you know, to be maintaining a social distancing and isolating yourself. It's interesting, as I think about in the mental health system, when people are struggling with their mental health, sometimes a factor to their struggles or a sign that they might not be doing well is they start to isolate themselves. And yet in the healthcare system, we encourage people to reach out. Social connections are very, very important for your mental health and well-being. So we're being asked as a society to maintain social distancing. And at the same time, your mental health is very important, and there's a need for people to be well, to stay connected to each other.
If we recognize someone who is struggling, anything we shouldn't do?
Sometimes when people are sharing their struggles with us, we want to give them advice. That's a bit of a red flag. You don't need to give advice. It's best to just listen to people, show understanding, show support, and sometimes just being present for somebody to vent or share their struggles with you without telling them what to do. But if they should ask you for help, then you can, by all means, there's counseling services available. Or if they're just comfortable sharing with you and it's not a state where, you know, healthcare services are required, maybe that's all the support a person needs. But definitely to encourage people to reach out to services when things go on too long.
You talked about services being available. You're working from home?
That's right. I've kind of primarily been working from home. I do check in at the hospital from time to time, but as our whole mental health therapists and case managers are working from their home setting and launching from there to support people in the community, just so that we can also maintain the requirements for social distancing, keeping everybody healthy and well physically as well.
Anything else, Marcel, before we let you go?
Just want to encourage people, if they are in crisis, that there is a crisis number that people can reach out to in the Kenora-Rainy River District. And that phone number is 866-888-8988. And if people need counseling services and support in the form of therapy, to call us at 223-6678.
Starting on Monday, Mental Health Week. And be listening. We'll have something to let you know about when it comes to a contest. Marcel, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it.